Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. It is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on with Riggs every single weekday. And on Sundays, you get to hear our show where we talk to people in the community. We find out about things going on. And today is one that is very near and dear to my heart. We are talking with the Girl Scouts, which I was a Girl Scout for a long time. I still consider myself one as well. But I have Christy and Maggie on the phone. But I'm first going to start by welcoming Christy to the show. Christy, good morning. You're from GSYs, and I would like you to introduce yourself and tell us what you do for the Girl Scouts.
Great. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm Christy. I am the CEO, which is the Chief Executive Officer of the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast, and I've been in that role for a little while where I've gotten to meet some fabulous girls. This year, we've got over 16,500 girls who tell myself and about 6,000 other caring adults and staff what to do. I say that because we are girl-led, and it's a program that encourages girls to tell us what they want, and then we try to provide that for them within the Girl Scout leadership experience in our curriculum. They get hands-on learning, cooperative learning, and they are really trying to embody our mission, which is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character that make the world a better place.
Yeah. And I remember vividly all my Girl Scout experiences. I remember my mom, she was the cookie leader. We always had a lot of cookies in our garage growing up when cookie season came around. But I have very vivid memories around the Girl Scouts, and they're all really positive things. And I love it that girls can come together and bond and learn and do things in the community. So the next guest on the show this morning will be Maggie. So welcome to the show, Maggie. You are a Girl Scout. Go ahead and tell us about your role with the Girl Scouts.
Yes, I am. So I've been a Girl Scout for a little over 12 years now, and I'm planning to become a lifetime member, so that will be continued on for the rest of my life. So I started off with my troop, and I've done a lot of volunteering with that, and that's honestly helped me with my leadership skills and made me the person I am today. And then now I'm getting a little further into the council stuff, so I am a national delegate and a council delegate. So I get to work higher up with like Christy and a lot of other board members to learn about the inner workings of it. So overall, it's just really helped me in pretty much every aspect of my life.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it, Maggie. And it's amazing what you just said, because you brought awareness to something, which is that you could make the Girl Scouts a career even if you wanted to, right? Which is what
yes.
You just said. I mean, that's fascinating.
So many opportunities, yes.
Yes, it opens the door to a lot and meeting new people. And I got to tell you, I'm excited because we want everyone to know that the Girl Scouts is still here and there are still events going on. There are still ways that people can get involved. So let's talk about that a little bit, Christy, about you still being here and what's happening these days, because it's a weird year. 2020 is a little strange and you have to do things differently and safely. So first, let's talk about what you're currently doing with Girl Scouts.
Sure. There's still a lot going on. As you said, Girl Scouts is not canceled. Lots of things are changing, but we are adapting to our environment. So there have been lots of badges that have recently been added. We've got some versatile, cool new uniforms for kind of older girls. And I'm sure you'll be excited to hear, Allie, that we've got a new cookie that just made its debut.
Yes.
It's called the Toast. Yay. It's exciting. We're excited to premiere that in January. And beyond that, we've got both virtual and some in-person events as we're allowed to do those. We've got a lot of space at a lot of our camps so we can do social distancing.
Yes.
And we can make sure that girl safety is the top priority. But the most important thing I want to share today is that we've got an event coming up on October 3rd and October 4th. Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, it's from 10 to 12, and on Sunday, it's from 2 to 4. It's a girl power drive-thru.
Yes.
And I know you're excited about girl
yes.
power, and I can feel that you have girl power. But there are 13 different locations across southeastern Wisconsin. You can go to our website, which is GSWIFE.org, if you want to see what all those locations are.
Mm-hmm.
We are asking that families bring some canned goods or non-perishable food to the event so we can donate to local pantries. That fits within our mission because, as you know, an important thing is that we make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
But while they're there, they will interact with staff. Please wear your mask. And they will get three kits. One is a catapult building kit. One is decorating a door hanger. And the other one is to how to make basic Girl Scout nuts, which is very important. You got to learn how to make those nuts.
Right.
So we're excited about that event, and we want all the community to come out, particularly people who have not yet joined Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
If you do join between, let me just highlight this. If you join between September 27th of this month and October 10th, we actually are going to be doing a drawing so that anybody who joins during that time will get a ticket to go to the Milky Way movie drive-in so they can bring their family or a carload of folks with whom they've been social distancing to see a movie that Girl Scouts is offering. So that's kind of exciting.
Oh, that's exciting. So if you join the Girl Scouts between September 27th and on October 10th, you get entered into that drawing. That's fantastic. So the event is on October 3rd and October 4th, and you gave the website on how to find all the different locations. I think it's great, too, also, Christy, that you're doing this because as a parent, I mean, obviously, I was a Girl Scout for many years. And as a parent, too, right now, it's hard to find things that kids can do safely or places that they can go and learn. So the fact that they can come out to your Girl Power drive-thrus not only gives families an opportunity of something to do with children safely, but to get involved in the community as well. So, and I'm really excited about that cookie flavor. So, we also, you know, I got to ask you, Maggie, our resident Girl Scout, have you tried the new cookie yet? Tell me the truth.
I have not, but I've seen it and it's very cute.
Oh, I'm excited. Christy, are you going to be involved in the Girl Power drive-thru event that's going on?
Yes, I probably will be at our main location, which mm-hmm. is the Mary and Chester Reed Service Center, and you know, off of 69th and O'Connor
yes.
in Milwaukee. And we will have staff available at all of the locations. And again, it's 13, so we're trying to spread ourselves throughout our jurisdiction.
Right, right, absolutely. And it's interesting. I love all of the studies behind Girl Scouts because I know that it had a huge influence on my life. I have lifelong friends, experiences. I went to Girl Scout camp every summer. I have very vivid memories of going to Girl Scout camp. And studies have shown that it improves girls' confidence and makes them better prepared for life's challenges, which is something I think is really important. I mean, Maggie, you probably are a testimonial to that on how it's affected your life, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest way that Girl Scouts has affected your life for the better, Maggie?
I would say it's given me confidence to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Because with all of my volunteer work, I got to work with a bunch of other girls my age, learn how to work in a group, and then how to be confident in front of a large group, which now I'm perfectly fine with that, and then just how to lead a group in an effective way. So that's definitely what I will take away most from Girl Scouts.
Well, and Maggie, I can already tell that you're well-spoken on the phone, so that's fantastic. And we talked about how you're interested now in working with the Girl Scouts and making it a career. So it's just opened up opportunities for you that might not have been there had you not been a Girl Scout, right?
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in this morning, we are talking with the Girl Scouts. Very exciting. Wanting you to know that they are still here and there are still events happening safely for your kids. And if your daughter is not a Girl Scout, now is a perfect time to come out to their event. So we're going to talk about that again. In case you missed it, the event is on October 3rd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and October 4th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I love it. A Girl Power drive-through. I mean, Christy, how did you guys come up with this? Or did it just come naturally because of the Girl Power behind Girl Scouts?
Well, we, you know, so the Girl Power comes naturally because
yes.
as a girl, you know we are powerful.
Right.
But the drive-through idea, I think, of course, came, you know, out of the time that we're in. And one of the things that staff wanted to do was make sure that we're there for girls and for families. And we wanted to make sure that anybody who is not yet a Girl Scout kind of has that opportunity in a way that they might not have had before. We're not able to go into the same venues that we've traditionally been able to go into
yeah.
because a lot of them are doing virtual, you know, and we've adapted to that too. So we've got that virtual experience for girls. We've got a hybrid of activities. This one is in person, so we do want social distancing to be practiced, and we do want folks to wear their masks when they're interacting with staff to pick up those kits that they can pick up for these activities. But it's going to be a great day, and you'll see staff who are really excited about the power of girls and the power of Girl Scouting.
Absolutely. And just learning a girl's potential, which is something that we talked to Maggie about, and finding out that, and maybe even thinking about a career path she might not have thought about, whether it's working with the Girl Scouts or not. I'm sure girls get experiences that they never would have known. I mean, I remember when I was at Girl Scout camp back in the day, I won't age myself, but I remember getting to pick a theme when I went to Girl Scout camp, and I did things like horseback riding. I did things like fishing. I mean, just things I never would have experienced had I not been involved in the Girl Scouts, because it wasn't a part of my life or my family and things we did. So that's just fantastic. So again, the event is October 3rd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Sunday, October 4th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And the website, again, Christy, with all of the locations on where people can bring their families out for these events.
Sure. It's at gswise.org, and that's Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast.org, and you'll see the full listing of all the places where you can go to have this activity and to
right. and
meet some of our awesome staff.
And this is great for any family if they have a daughter who they would like to get involved with Girl Scouts, or maybe they're not sure, then they can come out and have a fun day with the family, do a fun, different little events that you have set up. Tell us again about what you are going to have set up at the drive-thrus.
So, Allie, at the drive-thrus, they will get three kits, and those kits will be activities that they can do on their own, you know, when they get back to their locations that they're going to.
Cool.
So they will be able to build a catapult. They'll be able to decorate a colorful door hanger, and they can share that with a friend. Or they can learn how to make basic Girl Scout knots. The other thing we did ask is that families bring a canned good or non-perishable food item so we can donate that to local pantries. You know, part of our mission is to find the way to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And the only other thing I would add is if they are coming through and they get excited about what they're seeing and what they're able to do, and I know that they will, mm-hmm. they can be entered into a drawing if they actually join Girl Scouts and register between September 27th and October 10th. And that drawing will allow that we're going to draw about 200 tickets, and that ticket will admit one carload of people, a family or anyone that you've been social distancing with, mm-hmm. to a Milky Way movie that the Girl Scouts are going to be having on October 17th.
That's so exciting, and that's going to be a Milky Way drive-in theater, so another safe, socially distanced way for families to win and come out and do that. That's exciting. You know, I want to ask you, Maggie, our resident Girl Scout who's on the phone. I know Girl Scouts learn about a lot of things like robots, hiking, painting murals, feeding the hungry. I mean, it's amazing how you can learn skills, you can learn how to help in the community. The Girl Scouts do a lot of amazing things. What's the coolest thing you think you learned being a Girl Scout?
The coolest thing? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, that's hard to pick.
I know, right? Is there anything you did you never thought you would do, I guess, should be a better way for me to ask you that.
Never thought. There's so many. Like, I will say my favorite or my most, like, important skill that I've learned is how to make a one-match fire, because I will go camping so many times in my life, and I am a pro fire builder now.
Oh, my goodness. I might need a lesson from you.
Yes.
Maggie. That is a great skill, honestly, to have. I couldn't do that if you asked
for sure.
me. I'm going to make Maggie teach me that. So it is Allie from Kiss FM. If you are just tuning in this morning, we are speaking with Christy and Maggie from the Girl Scouts, GSYs, and we are already talked about the new cookie. I bet if people miss that, they're going to be upset if they didn't hear. Tell them about the new cookie again, Christy.
Well, it's called the Toast Yay, and it actually is kind of mocking the taste of a French toast.
Mm.
So Maggie talked about how it looked before, because
yeah.
it looks like a little piece of French toast. So it's very cute.
Yum. And so when does cookie season start? Am I allowed to ask that or no?
You are allowed, yes, because we want to get people excited about it. It
yeah.
starts in January.
Uh-huh. That's what I always remember was January, it always started, and then I would get my orders in to whoever I could and stock
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and this year it will be completely contactless. We've made the decision and the investment as a council to make sure that we can have credit. So mm-hmm. you may or may not know this, but when you go to Cookie Booth, sometimes there's a credit card app or sometimes there's not. But now we're going to make sure that everybody can pay through an online vehicle if they should they choose to do so, with a Girl Scout involved, of course. Mm-hmm. And then they can pay through credit, and then we will be allowing the Girl Scouts to do contactless drop-offs of the cookies. Or, of course, people can always choose to have them shipped. But yeah, there is a cost to the shipping.
Right. And it's funny, you know, we brought this up because we talked about how the Girl Scouts have evolved over the years. Things have changed, obviously, with technology and this and that. I said, I remember my mom being the cookie leader and having lots of boxes in our garage. And then all the girls in my troop had to come pick up theirs with their mom. But last year was different for me when I ordered cookies because there was an option that I had never used before, which was a chance to buy cookies but just donate. Do you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Sure. That's called Cookie Share.
Yes. Can you tell people about that a little?
Oh, sure. So for some of us, we want to support the Girl Scouts. We want to make sure that they're learning those sales skills and those entrepreneurial skills, but we just don't want those cookies for ourselves. We want to share them with other people. So we have an option where you can designate a number of boxes of cookies to go back to the council, and either the council or the troop can decide to donate them to a shelter. So sometimes the cookies come back to the council and we don't donate them, but certain troops might have a particular interest that they're trying to promote, and they would donate those cookies to the charity of their choice. So it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that option if you're watching what you eat or whatever, because you can still get involved. That's what I love about
that's right.
it. And still help the Girl Scouts. So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Maggie and Christy from the Girl Scouts. But let's talk about the event one more time before we run out of time in case anyone missed it. We're excited. We want everyone to know that the Girl Scouts are still here. They're still going. You can still get involved safely. I know parents are concerned, have different concerns this year. So coming up on October 3rd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and on Sunday, October 4th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., it is the Girl Power Drive-Through, which my tone of my voice changes because I love saying Girl Power. And you've talked about how social distancing and girl safety is your top priority, asking everyone to be safe and wear masks. But tell them one more time about the event and where they can go and what they can do that either of those days.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. And one of the things that you said I just want to repeat is there's so much that girls cannot do right now.
Yeah.
We want you to know to come on out to these events, and girls can do something and families can do something. We want you to come to the 13 locations we've got spread throughout Southeastern Wisconsin. The girls will get kits where they can build a catapult or decorate a door hanger or learn to make basic Girl Scout knots. And we are also asking families to bring canned goods or non-perishable items so we can donate to local food pantries. As you know, our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And we do that through, of course, helping our community. And like you said, safety is a top priority. So as you come, please social distance and, of course, wear your mask when you're speaking with our staff. But it's going to be a fun and a great time. Anybody who joins between September 27th and October 10th will be in a drawing to go to a Milky Way movie, drive-in movie, with a carload of their family or anybody that they've been doing those social distancing techniques with. So it's an exciting time. We want you to come on out and learn a little bit more about Girl Scouts.
So exciting. We'll go to gswise.org to find all of those locations. Right, Christy?
Right. Thank you so much for saying that. Yeah.
Yes.
Go to the website. Mm-hmm. You'll learn a lot more about us, and you'll see those locations listed there.
Yeah, and there are quite a few. So thank you for being on the show today, Christy and Maggie. I could talk about Girl Scouts all day, just so you know. I mean, it's a good thing they don't let me talk about it. I would go on forever. So thank you guys for being here.
You're a great example. I was just going to say, you're a great example of the awesome energy and excitement that exists around the Girl Scouting movement. So thank you so much for having us on the show.
Of course. Thank you guys for being here. Again, that website is gswise.org to find out about the event, the Girl Power Drive-Thru, how you can get involved, especially if you've been wanting to get your daughters involved and didn't know how this year. This is your answer. So go to gswise.org. And thank you, ladies. Thanks again.
Yep. Thanks, Allie.